if you reach your professional peak tomorrow and your kids don't want to talk to you anymore, would it be considered success to you? Some days we can have a very bad day at work and bring that whole energy in the home. And we got to be very aware of that. Like, hey, your kids, your wife, your friends had nothing to do with this horrible day you had at work. So why are you taking it out on them? You have to be mindful of those silent cries. Yes, your wife may be 100% supportive of you, but best and believe she requires some time too. If she asks you for some time and you kind of like shoo her away, like, okay, hold on. I'm busy right now. I'm a wrap this up. And time just goes by so quickly when you're just in the zone. And she done walked away and went to the next room. And you got to realize when you're staying so focused on work and not helping her, that means her work is increasing too, because you're not giving her a hand anymore. And also all she asked you was for some time and you didn't provide that to her. Then there's going to be some type of disconnect. Then it's going to be some type of, oh, you must not value me anymore. You must not want me anymore. And that's the last thing you want your spouse to feel, is if you don't want them anymore because you're not being intentional and you're not looking for those silent calls of distress.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
What's up, everyone? Let's have a real discussion today. Something that's been on my heart for a long time during my journey, chasing my dreams, and at the same time, trying my best to be a great father. Let's talk about the gap between building a legacy and being present. Questioning if that hustle that feeds the family is simultaneously starving the home. Let's discuss that guilt of the grind, because we all can feel a certain type of way when we know we taken away from important time with our family to try to build something important. And you can't convince them that work is more important than the time with them, because it's not. But we do have to ultimately sacrifice time if we want to build something very big to support our family in the future. And a lot of guilt comes with that. A lot of doubt sometimes come with that, wondering if you're doing the right thing. And I really want to get into all of that today on how we can balance those things, how we can work through those things, the impacts of them, trading the boardrooms for bedtime stories while maintaining that relentless grind to do whatever it takes to reach the highest point. So first I want to discuss, and I made some bullet points here that I want to build off of. So you guys join me on this journey and just let me know if it's making sense. A struggle for me has been balancing that professional grind with the emotional home. So, you know, we can get so businesslike sometimes, so focused on the task at hand. But when it comes to family and emotions, you can't handle them like a task, because then it's going to come off as disingenuous. Also, you probably seem like a jerk to your partner if you're just making it seem like a task, a checkoff list. You don't want to come off like that. That's not real love. So you got to understand how to turn off that professional grind and tap into the emotions and the intent. So let's talk about the irony of the grind. So discussing that cognitive dissonance of working that 80 hours a week to provide for a family that you eventually become a stranger to. So you may be thinking like 80 hours. Wow. Yes. 80 hours a week. So let's break it down. I work my corporate job 40 hours a week, right? And I also have my side hustle. I also working on my dream here in this space, sharing my thoughts and experiences with you all. And I do this 32 to 40 hours a week as well. So that's how we come up with that 80. And a lot of people are living this same life where they may have part-time jobs. They may have a business they trying to build up, because eventually we want to fire our boss and focus on our side hustle, which is our passion the most. So this is where that cognitive dissonance come into play. You know, I take so much pride and being a great father. But to be a great father, that requires you spending a lot of time with your kids. I take pride at being a great husband. But being a great husband, that takes a lot of time to spend with your wife and being emotionally available to them, making sure that they feel heard, But sometimes I focus so much on the grind and lose sight of the time. I get lost in the time and working. And by the time I look up, it's 12 a.m. and everybody in the bed. And I'm like, man, that's some time gone, some opportunities to build with them that I missed. I work endlessly to try to provide a life for my family to where we're not surviving, but we're thriving. That's that dream of mine to get us to a place where we're just thriving, you know, not having that bare minimum, not having just enough. You know, that's my dream to get us to that place. You know, and sometimes I think, okay, so is that ego or ambition? Can you have one without the other? I don't know if you truly can have ambition if you don't have some type of ego as well. I think the ones that are the most ambitious a lot of time have a large amount of ego. And sometimes we weaponize that word ego like it's a negative thing. But in reality, it's not a negative thing. Too much of anything is bad for you. So yes, too much ego can be very bad. Just like anything else in the world, it can be a very healthy balance of ego that pushes your ambition to help you reach the goals you always tried to achieve. And that brings me to my next point. You know, legacy versus presence, as in you being there. So is a legacy just a trust fund, or is legacy a way that your children speak about you when you're not in the room? Yes, it will be great to find out that my kids speak of me in a high light and tell people that their father is a great businessman. But I also want them to tell people with confidence that they felt I'm a great father as well when I'm not in the room. And in actuality, I would prefer them to feel like they want to lead with that first of saying that I'm a great father versus I'm a great businessman. Because I want them to feel that, hey, he was a great dad to me. He was a great person to me. And on top of that, the cherry on top, he was a smart businessman too. Not the reverse, them saying like, yeah, my father was a great businessman, but he was a trash father. You know, I don't know him like that. He ain't spend no time with me. You know, I don't want that to happen. So that's when that balance come to play. So knowing that I want to leave an impression on them to where they feel like they lead with I was a great father, I have to be strategic with my sacrifices. Although business is important, my kids are more important. So with me being strategic, I'm going to make sure I'm not going to miss any milestones. I'm not going to miss any birthdays. I'm going to try my best to not miss any games, any band battles, anything for them that's very important. And also try to make time for things that are not big milestones or dates, because I got to try to build that bridge on those in-between times too. But in reality, it's a double-edged sword. It can be a mental battle as well, because you can say, hey, I'm sacrificing all this time away from my family because I'm actually doing it for them. I'm putting in all these hours so they can be in better position. So I'm doing this for them. Although I'm not there, I'm still doing this. But that's not enough. That is not enough. Your presence is so important. You still got to make sure you be there, because there's a thin line between intent and perception. And perception becomes a reality if the other side never understands your intention. And the only way that they can understand your intention is see your efforts in being intentional about showing up for them, being there for them. Not just saying, hey, I'm sacrificing this time away from you so you can have an opportunity, but I'm willing to put down this work that's so important to me and you to be here with you at every opportunity I can. My work is not more important than you. You have to make sure that's clear and make sure your intent and effort is shown. And don't go out there saying, well, look, I put this away so I can be here with you, because now it's seeming like you're trying to put them in guilt or that you didn't truly want to be there. That can come off sounding real disingenuous. You got to be careful with that. You got to be very careful how you speak to kids. And our children are much smarter than we think. Now having a good idea about, hey, perception and intent can be very muggy waters. Let's talk about how to identify the warning signs that the professional hustle is beginning to deplete the emotional reserves of your household. It can be some very, very telltale signs. You have to be mindful of those silent cries. Yes, your wife may be 100% supportive of you, but best and believe she requires some time too. So, you know, if she asks you for some time and you kind of like shoo her away, like, okay, hold on, hold on. I'm busy right now. I'm a wrap this up and I'm going to come out there with you. I'm going to come out there and do this with you. But you get so wrapped up and time just goes by so quickly when you're just in the zone. And she done walked away and went to the next room and probably done washed dishes, put clothes away, put the kids away while you just over there working. And you got to realize when you're staying so focused on work and not helping her, that means her work is increasing too, because you're not giving her a hand anymore. And also all she asked you was for some time and you didn't provide that to her. So now this is where the silence come in. A woman is not going to keep asking you for time, because trust and believe me, a woman's pride is just as high as a man's pride, if not higher. It's probably a woman probably got more pride than a man, because, you know, they're not used to asking for time. They're used to a man asking them for time. We were pursuing the woman in the beginning, and then you get them, you can't stop that pursuit of them. Then it's going to be some type of break. Then there's going to be some type of disconnect. Then it's going to be some type of, oh, you must not value me anymore. You must not want me anymore. And that's the last thing you want your spouse to feel, is if you don't want them anymore, because you're not being intentional and you're not looking for those silent calls of distress. She already told you once. So you got to be mindful when she asks you for that time. That's when you show them that they're important. Wrap that up. Save your progress, because she already been patient. One thing about a woman, before she speak, it's been on her mind for a while before it even comes out of her mouth. So she didn't just have this inkling of wanting some time with you. This something that had to build up in her to even have the courage to even ask for time, because they're not used to asking for time in the first place. So you got to be aware of all this stuff. So that first time she asked you, it's something she done said to herself 100 times before it even came out of her mouth. That's why she don't keep saying it anymore after it came out of her mouth. Because she's like, you know how many times I was going back and forth with myself to say anything to you about wanting some time before it came out my mouth? So we got to be very, very aware of this. So when she asks for that time, go ahead and wrap up, save your progress, and give her some time and let her know and show her that she's important to you. That your work is not more important. And this goes the same thing with your kids. When your kids ask for time, try your best to give them some time. You know, you got to try to be there for them, you know, whenever they need you. And also something that can work for both when you're doing your hustle and your family, try to incorporate your family into your work. And that way you're servicing both purposes. You're giving that time to your family and you're building something on your hustle, building something on your grind. You're building something on your legacy altogether. So if you can figure out ways to incorporate your family in your business and you guys work together, then that's spending time together too. But don't get it twisted. That can't be the only thing, but that can be a great thing if you navigate it and balance it in the right way. So now let's dissect the guilt of the grind. We know this is a real thing. I know this is a real thing for me because, you know, right now while I'm in this studio, it's on a Saturday, I'm away from my family. So sometimes I feel guilty that I'm taking this time away from them. I keep having to text my wife to make sure she's good while I'm away. I have to call her, listen to her voice, her tone, to really be sure if she's feeling a certain type of way when I'm asking her a question. Like, hey, are you good? You need anything? She may say that she don't, but I got to be aware and conscious of her tone as well. Like, okay, she's saying that she's good, but she's really not good. Let me go ahead and try to wrap this up sooner to get to her, because she may be getting worn out with the two kids at home or however many kids you may have. So we can have that psychological weight of being on the grind while feeling like you're failing at home. Or there also is the reverse, where we give so much time for our family. Our whole life wraps around our family. And then we feel resentment towards our family because we are no longer able to chase our dreams. It's like you gave up your dreams completely for your family. And the last thing your family wants is the realization that you resent them in some type of way. That won't be fair to them. So that's where that open conversation is always important. You know, you got to be open with your partner. You got to be open with your kids. You got to be open with anyone you want to develop a really great relationship with. I think it's very important to encourage your partner to have hobbies, whether it be exercise, art, cooking, you know, anything that's productive to them that they enjoy, encourage them to have hobbies. You can exercise with them sometimes. You can go on walks with them. You can do art with them or whatever. But also, this is something that they can do by themselves. And while they off doing their thing by themselves, guess what? Now you have this time for you to focus on your hustle. So do not just get consumed into family. Encourage individuality and also encourage hobbies within that individuality so they can have something. Because if your wife don't have something and you're the only one that has something, there's going to be a huge disconnect there. And also she's going to feel like she's lacking more time because she don't even have something for herself. And that's the exact same for our women out there who's on the ground. If you got a husband that don't have a hobby, I would encourage him to have one so he can have that time for himself. You can have that time for yourself. And then you guys can also come together and do those things as well. It really works with each other. So we have to be very creative and encourage each other. So now let's talk about the myth of quality time. So there was this thing where people was talking about, hey, 20 minutes of quality time can truly compensate for 60 hours of absence. Is that true? I doubt that. But if you provide meaningful, intentional time, like a date night once every couple weeks with your wife, or a couple hours once a week taking your kids to the park or bumper jumpers or going somewhere to throw the ball, roller skating, doing something fun with them every once in a while, a couple times out a month, that's going to go a long ways. And they're going to remember those things. Those are going to be landmarks in their life that they can always look back on and say, my father, my mother was there for me. They made time for me. Even though you worked so hard in those other hours, you always make sure you cut out time for them. You always make sure you cut out time for your spouse because they are so important to you and just as important to you as your work. So long as we having that intentional time, because let me tell you something right now. Trust and believe, your wife is counting the months it's been since you last took her on a date. She might not say it out loud, but she's feeling it. She's thinking back like, dang, he took me out in 4 months. Do he even love me anymore? Do he even care about me anymore? Is he embarrassed of me? What's going on? She's going to have all these questions. And you got to provide her with some answers. And your answer is from your intentionality. You showing, putting forth effort that she matters, showing her, taking her out sometimes. This is not something that you have to do on a weekly. This is not something you have to do every week. But if you can throw in there once a month, you can throw it in there twice a month. Most women will be happy with that, especially if they work full time. They're going to be understanding just like you. So knowing that, make sure you take your woman out. And then you're going to be able to get that necessary piece required to build that powerful legacy. And it's going to be so seamless because you're going to have a woman that's working with you and not against you. You need that peace. And only a great woman can give you peace. But in order to get that peace, you got to give her something. It's the yin and the yang. It's the give and the take. It's never a situation where it's just take, take, take. That's not something you want to be in. And you don't want to feel like you are just take, take, taking away from your wife. Just take, take, taking time and not giving her any time. Just like you don't want a woman that where you feel like all she's doing is just take, take, taking from you and never providing anything worth of any value. It goes the same. So now let's talk about the power of no. We have to learn how to say no when it comes to professional opportunities that has marginal gain when it comes to money, but it takes away substantially from your family. If it's only giving you marginal gain monetary, but taking away completely from your family, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You got to find that happy balance of it. You know, if you can never be home, it's not going to be your home anymore. It's going to be your wife and your kids' home. And when you get there, you're just a stranger. You're just a visitor. You're not going to be there for long anyway. So they're going to be like, why we need to spend much time with him regardless? You're going to just think, oh, when you come home now, you've been gone for months. Everyone just supposed to just keep running and jumping in your arms. It's going to get tiring. It's going to get like, I don't even know who this is anymore. We've been so disconnected. I don't feel the same. I don't even feel like I want to run to him anymore. This is just the reality of it. So if it's going to be something that makes your family sacrifice at 100% and you're just gaining over here, that's one-sided. And you don't want a one-sided relationship of anything, whether it's corporate or family-based. So, you know, this is the reality of it. To reach the highest point in success, we got to make sure we got that balance of our professional success, working on our dreams, and also making sure our family is successful. Because one without the other, it's just loneliness. It's not going to last you long. It's not going to be meaningful for you. If you just become completely successful and don't have a family to spend the fruits of your labor on, what did you do it for? Only thing you're going to have is a bunch of takers around you for a cost. You know, and that's going to get old after a while. You just keep paying for artificial love and never have anything poured into you back that's meaningful, that's real. You know, you want to have something genuine where a person pours into you and just because they love you, and that's it. You know, we aren't completely successful if you thrive at work and fail horribly at home. That will eventually lead into a lonely life. So I got some end questions for you guys. So make sure you talk about it in the comments. I want to hear your feedback, you know, your thoughts as well. So is the pace you want right now? You know, are you working 80% and only giving 20% for your family? Will that work in the long run? If you're not sure, check with your spouse, check with your partner and see what they say and let us know in the comments. So next question, if you reach your professional peak tomorrow and your kids don't want to talk to you anymore, would it be considered success to you? Let us know in the comments. Also, what is the business habit that you have you can bring to home? You know, for example, active listening. You know, you want to make sure you get everything at work. You want to make sure you're listening to those meetings as much as possible. So this can equate to a pay increase later. But are you actively listening at home? Or you're just saying, so your spouse can go ahead and get out your face. Some days we can have a very bad day at work and bring that whole energy in the home. And we got to be very aware of that. Like, hey, your kids, your wife, your friends had nothing to do with this horrible day you had at work. So why are you taking it out on them? They don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. That's just going to extend that bad, dreadful thickness of air in the home that never equates to peace. And the only place that should be guaranteed peace is when you go home. If you don't have peace at the home, it's not really feeling like home. But anyway, man, you guys let me know your thoughts on this whole thing. I would love to hear your feedback. You know, what are some steps that you've done? I want to hear from you as well. Hey, I'm not just out here trying to preach to anyone. I'm not just out here trying to teach to anyone. I'm out here trying to learn and collaborate with all of you so we all can build to reach the highest point. So until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.